of that, and just you think, you know, well, website of the day that isn't really every day, it's just something to shut me up till I retire or something, I don't know.
It's hen cam today, actually.
Yes, I know, that I am excited about.
And just for the record, no, not even at my most drunk would I like to get creative on your ass.
Okay.
Although, that's time in Amsterdam. Evidence, and so I see now she's enjoying herself.
And here it is, the website of the day segment that doesn't happen every day.
Which is why we call it the website of the day segment that doesn't happen every day, because we may not have one every day, but it's still called the website of the day. And the website of the day today, you like this one, it's HenCam, to tell us all about it. Neil, hello Neil.
Hello.
Can I tell you that HenCam has made Rachel the happiest girl I've ever known? I just, you know, showed it to her as a bit of a laugh. Yesterday she was on there for 50 hours.
Now, the website is hencam.co.uk. All it is a picture of your three hens in what I think is a very small coop, might I add.
They used to have the run of the garden, but because of the bird flu thing, they're in for their own protection.
Oh, yeah, didn't think about that. Did you get any sort of, vilification from your neighbours? Did they sort of, you know, over the fence, did they go, not having any of that bloody bird flu from any of your chickens?
No, they've been very understanding, but we thought if we took these precautions, then hopefully there'd be no cause for concern.
Now, in my mind, you know, I like to think, Neil, that you live on a huge expanse of land and you farm possibly many animals other than just poultry, but I'm guessing probably, actually, this is just in the back garden of your semi, is it?
We live in sort of a semi-rural area, but it's actually just past an estate. So, yeah, it's definitely just in the back garden.
But what happened to Eva, by the way, if I can ask? Was it bird flu that got her?
No, she was, she was an ex-battery hen, so they've been pushed quite hard, so sometimes they don't live very long.
Yeah, I mean, a salt and battery can be horrible. Okay, you've got a brilliant webcam. I mean, the timing on it, you know, we work at a radio station and our webcam doesn't refresh as quickly as yours. You're streaming almost in real time there.
Yeah, so I worked quite hard to get it updated as quickly as possible. It means that I can't download as quickly as I'd like to at home, but, you know,
The chickens come first, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, yeah, the hens have to come first.
Back in the day, you had several failed attempts to get this up online. What were the failings of your earlier attempts on the webcam?
I think the major one was trying to use an indoor cam outside. They're not waterproof.
Not robust enough.
Sure, rain, yeah.
Yeah.
So if any really small burglars happen to pass through the coop on the way to rob your house...
Oh, the chickens would do them.
You could double up as CCTV, you know. Millions of people worldwide would see the robbery kind of happening.
Not like a goose's bill that's quite plasticky and a duck can nip you, but not as painful as a bloody chicken. Those beaks are quite sharp.
Oh, yeah, they've got sharp beaks.
Take a bloody lump out of your leg, Rach.
Oh, hey, calm down.
Can't help it. I'm excited about the hen cam. More coming up. 8:44 at Corrine.
Congratulations. You have not won a grand prize of
£25,000. What he told me. 10 to 9. Automatic winner in a moment.
And here it is, the website of the day segment that doesn't happen every day.
I like it though, HenCam is the name of it.
Yeah, Neil has stuck a camera in his chicken coop to watch his three hens 24 hours a day, and it is quite compulsive viewing. Although I noticed, Neil, that you've got an egg counter on the website showing how many eggs they've laid, and they haven't laid any this year.
No, they've been lazy.
You know what you're going to have to get, don't you, Neil?
What?
A cock. And I'm not even joking, that's what encourages
Rachel
it.
Rachel would be able to help you, she's seen a cock or two.
And I used to have chickens.
Yeah.
Six of them. Yeah. Although only five ever laid, but
really?
the one surefire way to get them to lay was just to get a cock in for a couple
Introduce
of days.
Introduce a cock to the party.
Yeah. But that's seriously, have you ever had a rooster?
No, I think the noise would upset the neighbours.
Oh, that is a problem, yeah, they do tend to be a bit annoyed. What, the noise of him roostering or the noise of him roostering?
Both.
Have we actually had any, you know, momentous occasions such as, you know, the delivery of an egg? Have you actually been able to watch, you know, it slide out live?
at night, I point the camera in the coop so you can watch them sleep.
Haven't seen it at night. Have you got night vision on that thing?
Yeah, there's infrared night vision.
Fan-bloody-tastic! Like looking at the hen version of the SAS video.
I wonder if it's like George Orwell's Animal Farm. I wonder if at night they're going, he's gone too far now. Yeah. He's got us on infrared 24-hour surveillance. Kinda our like, life's not our own.
Kind of like a version of Big Henna. Penny is having an argument about the chicken stock cubes.
Why don't you go back home? Well, it's been interesting speaking to Neil.
Interesting. Is that it? You've run out of questions? No, I would.
I'd like to see some eggs, and I understand the issue of the noise in the rooster, but I think you need to maybe work on that.
I think with the longer days and that triggers them to lay, so, you know, hopefully not long.
You know what else we should talk about quickly?
What?
The blog.
The latest news is actually that the rock gods and goddesses at Kerrang are ringing.
Are the hens happy about that?
Yeah, well, they've actually got a radio in the coop.
What's their favourite kind of music?
Rooster by Alice in Chains.
They quite like the Beatles, which is a bit sad.
They like that version of Watching the Detectives, though, like by Eglis Costello.
Perhaps we need to play Lay Lady Lay.
Oh, Layla. Oh, God. Yeah. Should we go now?
The website, again, for anyone who needs to go and look at it. And they do need to.
Oh, yeah, you must.
It's quite simply hencam.co.uk. Neil, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.
Hey, Dana Marie, Nicola, Dean and Millie, good morning to you all.
Hello.
Are you all ready?